The National Climate Assessment released last week has some fairly dire warnings about the potential impacts of climate change. In addition to concerns about wildfires, severe weather events, drought, and health, the report also looks at how climate change could impact economies. Our co-host Mark Brody talked to Brian O'Neill via Skype more about that. O'Neill is a professor of international studies at the University of Denver, where he studies climate change impacts. And Mark asked him about how climate generally can affect a region's economy.
Well, there are many parts of the economy that are exposed to weather, and climate change is expected to change the average weather that a location experiences over time. So those impacts can be really of a wide variety and highly varied. So some of them, for example, are directly on people. They affect people's health directly through temperature, through extreme weather events. That also affects sectors of the economy, like the agricultural sector. It can affect the ability for people, workers, to actually do their work, and that has an economic cost. And you know, there are really a number of others.
One of the findings that this report came up with that really was a topic of conversation here was that Chicago is projected at some point to be as hot as Phoenix. If you have more and more cities that are hotter and hotter on a more regular basis, I'm imagining that would have some pretty significant impacts on governments and nonprofits and the kinds of parts of the economy that deliver services to people.
Yes, you know, I think that will be the case, you know, particularly for cities, because cities tend to heat up more, and particularly at night, than the surrounding countryside. And this can be dangerous. We've seen extreme examples of this in the past. And the projections are that those kinds of especially bad heat waves and especially dangerous ones are anticipated to become more frequent. And for government services or public services in general, that includes healthcare, so hospital systems, the degree to which the public health system can handle particular extreme events like those heat waves, and also in particular reaching people who are particularly isolated.
Well, healthcare is already such a big part of the U.S. economy, and spending seemingly continues to go up. Is the expectation that as climate change really takes hold and certain places are getting warmer and warmer, that healthcare spending will just go up even more and healthcare might just become an even bigger part of the U.S. economy?
Well, I'm sure that that's true to some extent. Just from the point of view that the net effect for just considering the climate component of health is to make things more difficult. However, this is one thing where I think that if we are just looking at the climate change issue itself, then considering its impacts for health are important. From the point of view of the whole health system, the health system's got a lot to deal with, and kind of the additional burden from climate-related stresses on people's health is relatively small compared to those other things.
Obviously, there are a number of cities in the West, Phoenix among them, that really rely on population growth for some percentage of its economy. I'm wondering what you think the impact of climate change, based on what we see in this report, might mean for some of those cities that depend on people continuing to move there.
That is a good question. And I would say we, you know, don't in the climate change impacts field have a great answer for that at the moment. There's a lot of ongoing work on looking at this. I've been involved in some of it myself. Clearly, the climate is a factor in whether people decide to move, and if they move, where they decide to go. But it is not the most important factor. You know, the big ones are typically jobs, housing prices, cost of living in general, but not too far down that list, particularly in some industries, are environmental amenities, is the jargon for it. Some early estimates are that this could, you know, significantly, well, let's say it would show up in the expectations for population growth in particular parts of the country. And I think the Southwest is one of those where you might get less migration to those parts of the country than you otherwise would. I don't think it looks, at least from early analyses, like it's something that would stop people entirely from moving there if, you know, Phoenix, for example, continues to be an attractive place for people to move for other reasons.
Yeah, I wonder if climate and weather conditions sort of move up the list of things that people care about if they know that for a couple months every summer it's going to be 120 plus degrees outside, you know, which is pretty unpleasant.
That's right. And that's exactly the question. I mean, people move to Phoenix now, right, or to Houston or to Dallas, places where, you know, in other parts of the country, you look at it and say, wow, it's really hot there. Do people really want to live there? And they do. When we look into the future, though, these places are going to be even hotter in a way that we don't have experience with, right? If you're living in Chicago, you can say, what might it be like in Chicago if things get hotter here? And you can say, well, you know, maybe it'll be more like Phoenix. If you're already living in Phoenix or Houston, and it's going to get, you know, even hotter in the future, we don't have a good analogy within the U.S. to say, well, it's going to be like that. So the kind of, you know, possibility that you mention of at some point, will it simply be too hot for too long of a period during the year for it to continue to be an attractive place to live is a real possibility. It's just hard to do science on that because we don't have, you know, observations of those conditions in the past and to see, well, did people stop moving to a place when that occurred?
All right. Brian O'Neill is a professor of international studies at the University of Denver, where, among other things, he studies climate change impacts. Brian, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thanks very much.